Wow, we got a packed house today. It's awesome. Wasn't breakfast good? Wasn't it delicious? Yeah, it was so good. Thank you guys all for coming out. We're so happy that you're here. And I wanted to, last time we had everybody write their name down on a little piece of paper, and we exchanged names to have somebody, we were going to pray for each other. So somebody, you pick a name. And you pray for that person, and somebody picks you, and they're praying for you. So if you want to be a part of that, you weren't here last time, and you want to be a part of that, please see Sandra Silva over there. And we're going to do this through the whole season of the breakfast. And I think it's just part of what we're doing. Another layer of drawing closer to the Lord is to pray for one another. So please see Sandra if you want to be a part of that. Okay, so we're going to open up, and if you guys could bow your heads with me. We'll go before the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day and this opportunity to be together. We thank you for this breakfast and the ladies that are a part of this. We have Christy Wydick today. We have Amanda Abraham, Alma. For your Holy Spirit to be with us. Lord, lead this breakfast today. Lead the words that people will share and continue to pour your spirit upon us that our lives will truly be changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Actually going to do a song, so kind of help us kind of get in the spirit here, so please sing along with it if you know the words to the song. Alma sent this to me a couple days ago, and it was the first time I had heard it, and I loved it. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Here you go.
No point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the rain. See your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, oh God. So will I. Chased down my heart to more than my fair pride. On the hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak,
good morning, ladies. How many have that declaration, "So Will I," with that song? Wasn't that amazing? I had heard that on the radio, but when I saw the video and the words, and it was just amazing. We want to continue today. Our theme for the year is "You're Cordially Invited to Your Life." You know, the life that God has for us. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And our theme, and even in the Bible studies, you know, a disciplined, a godly woman, you know, how are we drawing closer to God? So we have these two young, amazing ladies that are going to share today. But before that, Sandy had sent me this video probably a while ago, and we had thought about using it, and we couldn't find the exact moment to do that, but I think it fits today with our topic, and we're going to show you that video here, so I won't have to speak that much, really. Now, this is a perfect example of, you know, are we drawing closer to God, and what happens when we do that? So, Sarah, thank you.
So this is what living water looks like. God, I'm just going to start reading my word every day. And it doesn't feel like anything's happening. It doesn't feel like anything changed. It just feels a little juicy on Sundays, but real dry throughout the week. But anything that is worth doing continually. And so that's why you have to get the discipline. And you know, there's some point that the things in our life that have been defining us, it starts to be overtaken. See, where my identity was from people, it starts to become defined by God. But what happens when we are better than we used to be and we stop letting God pour into our lives? What we look like is lukewarm. So I can post anything on Insta stories because I don't have my identity. Ooh, y'all heard how quiet that was? And it's my birthday, so I can go wild out. And you know, I'm on financial stress, so I can drink because this is what I do to release. But God is good. Hey, all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hey, and he made a way. Hey. But from afar, what's more visible? From back, I mean, if I was to take somebody to the end of the parking lot and say, what do you see? They may not even know there's anything in here. All they would see is these orange balls. The same way that they see our inconsistencies and our being hypocritical. And they see our flesh. And what God says, you don't have to feel judged by that. Just keep pouring me over it. Just keep coming to church. Just get in the small group. Just allow me to overtake you and overrun everything. Now watch. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. I said, this is my favorite part. I said, this is my favorite. When the lies come back, they only can stay on the surface. No, see, when you're filled up with God, when the enemy comes to lie to you that you're not something and you can't do something and you will never be, I don't care how much I try, it can't stick.
It says it all right there, doesn't it? Being consistent, you know, he talks about continually doing those little things. You know, one of the things that I committed to is coming to the Sunday morning breakfast at 8:30. I've started to do that. Something happens when we get together before service and pray, you know. And for you, it could be something different, you know. It could be getting up early to pray. It could be meeting a friend and praying with her. You know, just those little steps. These two young ladies that we have today, I'm so excited to introduce them. And just, you know, I've been here 15 years and I've seen them grow up. I've seen, I don't know their exact ages, and I don't have, but they were little girls. And I've seen what they've done in the they're helping out. They're helping with the children's ministries. And they're a godly example to all of us. Older, not so much. I don't want to call myself older yet. I'm still young. I'm very young at heart. But they inspire me because of how they're walking. I know that at their age, I did not have that walk with God. So I'm so excited. We're going to have, where did they disappear? I don't see them anywhere. Oh, they're back there. Okay. So we're going to have Christy first, and then we're going to, Christy, you ready?
Good morning, everyone. So, Amanda and I were asked to teach today, and I don't really think of it as a teaching because I feel weird getting up here before all of you who have been serving the Lord a lot longer, most of you, and I don't really feel like, I feel like it should be the other way around most of the time. But I had shared something a few weeks ago, just a word that, well, actually about a month ago, that the word had, a word that the Lord had given me, and I shared it during praise and worship. And Sandy and Alma had asked me to share that again with you today. So last month, actually the day of the last women's breakfast, beforehand I was reading in Joshua, and I was reading the part where at this point Moses is not alive anymore, and now the Israelites have been in the wilderness for 40 years, and they've come to the point where it's time to go into the promised land and to be to take the land that the Lord's given them. And they and Joshua was their leader at this point, and God told him to circumcise the fighting men and to prepare them for battle. And that was kind of a random thing that stood out to me, and it was just kind of a strange thing, and it just stood out a little bit, and then I moved on from it. But then Sandy had mentioned that she felt like the Holy Spirit was telling her that God is preparing the church for something. And then the next morning in prayer, several people, Pastor Don and a few other people, had prayed things that kind of brought it all together, and it kind of all went together. And I just felt like the Lord is really saying that this is a time that he wants to circumcise our hearts the way that it was time to circumcise the fighting men in preparation to go into battle for the Lord. And I thought it was interesting that in that scripture, it had been 40 years and God had left them. He let them go uncircumcised for 40 years while they wandered in the wilderness. But now it was time for them to fight. Now it was time for them to be prepared to go into the land that the Lord had given them and take what he had set aside for them. And so I really feel like that's what the Lord is saying right now for all of us, to let him prepare us and to just really take the time to be changed by him. And in Romans 2, 28 through 29, it talks about circumcision of the heart and the importance of being circumcised inwardly, because that's what's actually important. And so I think that fits really well with the theme of this breakfast in drawing close to God, because we can't really expect to be changed by someone that we don't know. We can't expect to learn if we're not spending time with him and being changed by the Holy Spirit. And so they wanted us to just share kind of our own personal experiences and what we do on a day-to-day basis and growing our relationship with the Lord. And like last month, Sandy talked about the story of Martha and Mary, and I think we all know the story, and the sisters that had Jesus into their house, and they were doing, Martha was preparing, and she was busy and getting everything ready, and Mary chose to just sit at Jesus' feet and listen, and Martha got upset and went to Jesus and said, "Aren't you going to say anything? Aren't you going to make her help me?" And Jesus said, she chose what was better. Her sitting at my feet to listen is what is better. And so I think we all understand that that's something that we have to do. That's not a new concept. But I think we just all have to find how that fits into our daily lives and our schedules and how what works for us in that. And for me, that's just getting up extra early in the morning before work or before anything else and getting into the Word and taking that time at the very beginning of the day. For one, because I know that if I wait till later, I've tried waiting till the afternoon after work or in the evening, and I'm far too distracted to pay attention and actually gain anything from that quiet time because there's so many thoughts racing around in my mind. And then sometimes I fall asleep. Reason is that I notice a huge difference in my day and my attitude and the way that I respond to each situation throughout the day. And quite frankly, I'm a nicer person when I've spent that time in the morning. And so worship for me has always probably been the easiest way to grow in the Lord, and to really, music is a huge way that he uses to usher me into his presence and to speak to me a lot of the time through music. But more recently, he's teaching me to really enjoy prayer and reading the Word, and really getting into it and really recognizing the power in it. So in reading the Word, I used to get really bored and distracted easily. But just like that video kind of went perfectly, it said, you start reading your Word and you don't feel anything. you don't think that there's a change, but to keep with it. And slowly but surely, the Holy Spirit will build that up in you and will bring about the power that comes from His Word and understanding in His Word if you're asking for it. And so that's something that I've really come to enjoy. And I think that devotionals and books are great, but they can't compare to actually reading the Word of God and actually the exact words that God chose to put in His Word. In 2 Timothy, it talks about the fact that Scripture is God-breathed. So these are the exact specific words that He wanted us to know. So if we want to know Him, then we need to be reading those words. The other thing is prayer, which is another thing I used to get bored by and didn't really put my whole heart into it, and it was just kind of just a responsibility and something we're told to do, which it is something that we need to make time for and make it a priority. But God has been putting prayer on my heart a lot in the last couple of years and kind of convicting my heart of the way that I go into it and thinking of it as just a responsibility and something that is boring and you get busy and you don't really want to take the time, so you kind of just rush through it. But He's really teaching me to look at prayer as a gift and to take advantage of the fact that the Creator and the Ruler of the universe is there waiting, and He's ready to listen to us no matter when we choose to come. We don't have to figure out when He's available. We don't have to do any of that. We can just talk to Him, and He hears us, and He cares. And I think it's just really important, obviously, to come to Him with our putting everything into it and praying with our whole hearts and just listening to what He has to say to us. And then I'm really not sure if Sandy talked about it or not, about Martha and Mary. I can't remember. But reading over it again, we all understand the main point of what that scripture is saying. It's saying that what's better is to take the time to listen to Jesus. But then the part that stood out to me in reading it this time was that it says Martha was distracted by the preparations. It doesn't say Martha was busy. Martha had a lot to do. We all have a lot to do, and we all get busy. But Martha was so distracted by what she was doing that Jesus was in her house and she didn't hear anything He was saying. And so that got me thinking, how often do I do that? Do I spend that separate time, but then throughout my day when I am busy, am I distracted by those preparations? And am I taking the time to focus on God through all of that? And so that's kind of what God is teaching me right now, is to learn to keep my eyes on Him continually and to take the time to pray throughout the day and throughout what's going on, and to listen to what He has to say and to be ready to hear Him. Because how many times have I been distracted and not heard Jesus talking? And so in closing, but just a few of the other examples that I've to just hear God's word and to get that refresher and to be with other people in the body is huge. And then, of course, while doing daily things like doing the dishes, trying to pray during that time, or when I'm folding the laundry, maybe instead of like turning on the TV, maybe listening to worship music or praying. And then, you know, maybe in the morning, if I don't really have time to listen to worship music or anything before I leave for work, then listening to worship music in the car on the way to work is a way that you can fit it in while still getting done what you need to get done. And then the last couple of things were Sunday morning prayer has been a big thing that's brought me closer to God, because gathering together with all the other people in the body in prayer, it has so much power behind it. And when you get that many people together, you start to recognize more and more how much power there is in prayer. Gather with other people, I think, is really important too, and just talking about God. There's a Bible study that I've been doing a couple times a month with some other ladies, and it's really been helpful to just read and then just talk about what you see in it, because someone can see something that you never even considered and never even stood out to you. So that's something that's really been helpful as well. And I hope that was beneficial in some way to you, and that's all I have. I hope I didn't ramble too much.
Awesome job. Amanda, you ready? Sarah, do you have a few words for us? Can we give Sarah an applause? Sarah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Hi. Okay, I just really wanted to say, Christy, that was so good.
Amen.
So, I guess I have to go now. So, how have I grown closer to God? That was a question Miss Alma asked me when asked if I'd like to speak at the women's breakfast. So, let's talk about how I was before about 2 years ago. That doesn't seem like a long time ago, but a lot changed between 2 years ago and today. If there was a song to describe me before I was really changed, I feel like it would be If We Are the Body. Just listen to the chorus, I'm just gonna say it. If we are the body, why aren't her arms reaching? Why aren't her hands healing? Why aren't her words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't her feet going? Why is her love not showing? This was so me, just going through the motions. So I knew what it was to have a relationship with God, but I really didn't act it out. I listened in class. I learned who God was, his son Jesus, all of that. But when I left church, I left all of that here. I didn't take it with me. I did what I had to. But then August 5th, 2018 happened. And that was VBS. This was the beginning of my journey. By the way, if you don't know me, I'm Amanda Abraham. I'm 13 years old. I go to Allen Park Middle School. I have oculocutaneous albinism. In other words, I'm albino. To you, I look like a girl with fair skin, very blonde hair, and blue eyes. But for me, I have to face challenges daily, just as many people have to do. I have to hold my notes up here to see them. This type of albinism affects my eyes and leaves me with many struggles to face daily, such as crossing a street. I have very little depth perception. So please don't abandon me in front of a busy street on my own, please. Because of my vision, I'm really good at being bad at most sports. I get hit in the face with basketballs, dodgeballs, any type of flying object ends up on my face. But don't worry. I've been released from all physical education classes, and therefore, my face shall hopefully maintain a very normal appearance. So instead of doing those fun flying things, I'm a competitive trampolinist, and I love that. Overall, that in school treat me pretty well. I've always been comfortable and accepting of my visual impairments, and it's amazing how God is using me in school and in my life. Amen. So I just wanted to tell a little bit about me. Anyway, back to my story. I've had the privilege to lead VBS. So by leading it, I pretty much mean in the beginning and in the end of the day, I take the microphone, actually I think it's this exact microphone, and we dance to songs, we sing songs with all the little kids, and we memorize Bible verses, talk about the day, just fun stuff like that. And I pretty much had to draw closer to God to teach the kids. And it revealed to me what it was like to draw near to Him. It was so peaceful and joyful and just calming. Then there were the kids. They were dancing, they were singing, and they were so happy. I went to VBS when I was little. I went and danced and sang just like them, I think. But while I was watching them, some questions went through my mind. Was this me when I was little? Did I grow out of this? Is this a young kids thing? Are they closer to God than I am? I needed to figure this out. Mind you, I had still gotten closer to God. I was still just kind of going through the motions. But to figure this out, I started babysitting at the church as soon as possible. I didn't really get my answer, but I did have a lot of fun. I began learning to teach preschool, Sunday school. I learned how Bible stories can be taught for kids to understand, but I didn't get an answer. So what was I missing? What was I doing wrong? With nothing else to really do kid-wise, I downloaded the Bible app as a last resort and began to read multiple plans with friends. And I wish I would have done it sooner because I finally figured it out. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called the little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Oh. I've always been kind of mature. For example, I did a total extracurricular activity and learned everything there was to know about the SS Edmund Fitzgerald at age 5. I've always seemed a little older than my age and therefore more mature. That quote-unquote maturity got in the way of my relationship with God. It didn't happen on purpose, but somehow I was just going through the motions instead of growing closer to God. The joy that I felt at VBS is exactly what God explains in Matthew 18. The childlike spirit helped me realize what I had somehow lost. So, more than just the random stuff that comes out of my mouth, what does this mean? Children have humble, modest opinions of themselves and others. They are full of joy, and they're never envious. They want to do the right thing. God wants that to be our mindset and our motives. Children run to their parents when they're sad, hurt, scared, angry, or frantic. They also run to their parents when they're happy, excited, cheerful, or delighted. In short, children run to their parents in every situation. We are supposed to have a heart of a child. And who's our heavenly Father? Figuring this out helped, but I still had to actually do it. Obviously, I'm not exactly a professional at that. But 2019 VBS was getting closer and closer. I went into it with a different mindset. I was praying constantly, and I spent a ton of time reading the Bible in preparation and during it. I would just sit there right next to the stage, and it was interesting. But it was so peaceful and wonderful. Those 4 days were the closest I've ever been to God. I'm getting back up there again, but I've never been that close since then. And it was so amazing. I always thought about us, older people, teaching the children all of the time. But I never realized how much they can do to teach me and us. Little children really are the light of the world. And if you're thinking about getting involved with the youth and the little kids, do it. It's wonderful. We're going to be doing some fun things this and next year, and I can't wait to see where it takes them, me, and this church in a whole. They can take you to a place in faith you never thought would be so peaceful and joyful. To finish up, I'm going to tell a story. This whole thing has actually been a story, but this is a little different. So I've been enjoying a new sport that's not competitive trampoline lately. And that sport is dive. The funny thing about dive is instead of doing flips and landing on your feet, you land face first in the water. So everything that's like a 360 turns into a 180, and it pretty much gets cut in half. It's different, but it's exciting, new, and fun. I'm not gonna lie, it's really scary. But when it's done correctly, it's so fun. It reminds me a lot of faith. If we lose the childlike spirit and become hardened, envious, prideful, or judgmental, have the mindset of a quote-unquote adult, and we're scared, nervous, or worried to draw nearer to God, or maybe we're just at the point where we go through the motions in life, or even at church, but want to recommit and begin a new childlike relationship with God, I encourage you today to get on that diving board and jump into the love and grace and joy of the Lord, head first. It's not about how good our vision is if we can see God's vision for us. Amen. It's not about how good we hear when we know how to hear God's voice. Amen. Even if there are days when we are too tired to fight, we need to know that our God fights for us. La batalla es tuya, Señor.
Raise your hand if you're blessed. I am so proud of you girls. You blew me away.
I don't?
Okay. So, yes, I'm officially blown away and extremely blessed by the young women in this church. Like, I could cry because I'm just amazed. You know, when we were praying earlier in the office for the girls, I was talking about the blessing in this church from the leadership down. You know, like, there was, like, we're the first generation, like, you know, and then there's the second generation coming right down from our mom here, Laura, and Pastor John, Don, and I'm truly blessed to be a part of this church, and I'm blessed to have heard these young women. It's our legacy, and we have a legacy in this body, but we also have a legacy, you know, in our own lives and with our own families. I was talking to Faith on the way here this morning, and we talked about discipline, because that's kind of what this whole thing is about, you know, and the Lord said, you are cordially invited to your life. It spoke to a life that maybe I'm not living, and that takes discipline. And I was telling Faith, you know, we're disciples. We're called disciples of Christ. It takes discipline, and it takes exchanges, you know, of our time. You know, like, we're all going to have to wash them dishes anyway, like Christy said. You might as well not be distracted while doing it. It's just seizing those moments like that. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we shared last time was that discipline is... I left it over there on my phone. It's choosing what you want more than what you want now. And it's not always easy, but one thing I've learned, and I'm trying to learn, is I've heard to define your why. Okay, so what would that mean? Like, you know, because we all want to do this, right? Or we wouldn't be here today. We are really busy people, right? So we all want a close relationship with the Lord. So it's determining your why, because it's not easy to get up an hour early before the family or to come to a particular meeting after you worked all day or to read your, just, you guys know what I'm talking about, okay? So, but if you determine what your why is, you know, it could be something like, I want to be a part of what the Lord is doing in this church. I want to walk in freedom in this area. I believe this for my family. Like, what is your why? Why do you come here every Sunday or come to different meetings or come to this breakfast? There's a reason why you come, because you want to draw closer to the Lord, and it looks different for all of us. You know, Amanda's why could be different than my why, but first and foremost is he died to set us free, Amen. To be our Lord and Savior. He's done so much for us. If he never did another thing, it's enough.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Right? So, but he wants to do immeasurably more even.
Thank you.
You know, he wants to give us that life abundantly,
Amen.
To live life to the full.
you know, and that doesn't mean, you know, problem-free, right? It's just to live life differently than maybe we have. So what is your why that would make you, like when you get up in the morning and you put your feet on the floor, that's going to change something? You know, it's looking over there, not right here, not deciding right now what's going to be best, like what I want to do today, because maybe I don't want to do that thing that's good for me today. You know, but keeping your eye on the prize, you know, discipline is choosing what you want more than what you want now. So define your why. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and consume you and strengthen you to take hold of the why you're doing what you're doing. So let's close in prayer. Hallelujah. Did you have some? Oh, Alma's going to give us a couple announcements too when we're done. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, that you're giving us a bigger vision, Lord. That you're giving us a bigger why, Lord God. I thank you that we are cordially invited to our life, and it's a life more than we've been living, Lord. And I ask for your Holy Spirit to be in each one of us and to consume us, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We cannot do this on our own, Lord. We cannot do this on our own. We need your grace. Lord, I pray for your grace and your mercy upon every woman in this place. And that it would not just stop here, but it would trickle out, Lord God. And it would go down like how it has in this church with our, with you and then our pastors and wives and then the first generation, the second generation. And that we would see that even in our own families, Lord God. That it would begin with us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you this day. Bless these ladies, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh.